to BTA Sounds Radio. I am your host, Jeff Scone, to the bone, and you're tuned now to episode number 53, which I am entitling Blues to Alan, because half of this show is going to be a tribute to the late, great Alan Wilson of Canned Heat. But first off, as you can tell, you are hearing the inimitable sounds of the mighty Earth, and the guitar of Dylan Carlson, and the drums of Adrian Davies. Track off of their brand new record, which is entitled Full Upon Her Burning Lips, and it is available now through Sargent House Records. It's a double LP, and I got it on pre-order, and it was worth it. It came so quickly, I was so surprised. It's like one of the fastest pre-orders I've ever got in my life. And it's available in a few different interesting swirl patterns on the vinyl pressing. But you're listening right now to a track, which is the opening track of their new album, and it's entitled Datura's Crimson Veil. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from this album to kick it off. So, yeah, we're going to start off the show right here with some new vinyl. I've had a bunch of new vinyl come into my collection recently. Some brand new stuff, some slightly older stuff. Once again, got to say shout out to Normals Books and Records. They've been getting the great stuff in lately, and get on down there and get some of it. So next up, we're gonna hear this is one of the tracks that got they put up online first before the record came out, but this next track is entitled Cats on the Briar, off of Earth's brand new double LP entitled Full Upon Her Burning Lips. So let's check that out right now on BTA Sounds Radio.
Thank you.
You are currently tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, and I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. And what you were just listening to was brand new music from the band Earth, featuring Dylan Carlson and Adrian Davies, the core members of the band. This is a really stripped-down, minimal, straightforward Earth record, and it's just mind-blowing. I can't get past Dylan Carlson's guitar tone to save my life. I mean, why would I want to? There's no need for him to change his style, but he still manages to make it new and fresh, and it never ceases to inspire the imagination. So his new LP is entitled Full Upon Her Burning Lips and is available from Sergeant House Records. Check out Earth tour dates or look for any sort of Earth merch on their website, which is thronesanddominions.com. And the track that you just listened to was the second track on side D of the double LP, named The Mandrake's Hymn. It's just absolutely captivating drone, just this outer realms of the unconscious myth realm. And before that, you heard Cats on the Briar, the opening track, which I used as the intro, which I said before was called Datura's Crimson Veils. Yeah, it says right here, just Dylan plays the guitar and does the bass, and Adrian on the drums and other percussion, and that's it. There really isn't any other guest musicians or anything on this one. Super stripped down. And if you're in the Baltimore area, they are playing at the Auto Bar on June 15th. I already got my tickets. I don't know who. Oh, yes, with Helms Ali, which also I believe I've seen them play with the Melvins here, too. So they've toured with the Melvins, and now they're touring with Earth. So check that show out, June 15th at the Auto Bar's Earth. Next, we're going to get to some music by one of my all-time favorites, also on this out-of-print record, which I just got a copy of, which is Bubblegum by the Mark Lanegan Band. I just saw Mark Lanegan for the first time, also at the Auto Bar, just a few weeks ago, and it was an amazing show. So we're going to get to some tracks by him. We're going to kick that off right now with a track off of that 2003 record, Bubblegum, entitled Hit the City, right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Descends through the promised land. Thy kingdom come, and the exit there.
to me. We'll just keep driving. Because of you I see a light. And the Buick's a century, 73 like you. Some strange religion. Get my hands on some money, mama, and a shoddy night. Stared down the past and just scarred my eyes. Now I know there's no easy ride. She's been the kind who would take it in stride. Kicked her heart around. Did they know they were walking on holy ground? I almost called it a day so many times. Didn't know what it felt like to be alive. Until you've been a friend of me, like nobody else could.
Ride for sake of long lost limousine.
Tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, and I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. This is episode 53, Blues to Alan. It's we're going to get to our little Alan Wilson tribute here in a minute, but I wanted to do the first half of the episode concerning new vinyl acquisitions, and you were just listening to the Mark Lanegan Band from the 2004 LP entitled Bubblegum, and that last track was entitled Head. Before that, you heard Strange Religion, which is probably his most well-known solo song at this point, because it was featured in the final episode of Anthony Bourdain's TV show. And as you know, the great Anthony Bourdain, chef and television personality, passed away, was it this year or last year? So that's kind of also brought that song into the spotlight. And so, well, it's a great song. Before that, you heard Hit the City. All of those songs, I believe, he did live when I saw them. But I wasn't yet familiar with this album, but it just so happened to be at Normal's Books and Records pretty recently, just last week actually, and I had to scoop that up because I'm trying to, I have never owned any of his LPs, so I'm trying to actually just get all of them, or as many as I can at the moment. He has a new one coming out, I believe it's actually out in October, and it's something like, it's not called Stitch It Up, the tour is called Stitch It Up, and it's one of the tracks on the album. It's something like Knocking on the Door or something like that. But I do believe it is available for pre-order if you go to marklanegan.com. We are going to get to a little bonus track right here before we get to the Alan Wilson tribute and our show listings for the week. One of my favorite groups of all time that got back together recently in the last few years has another album coming out, and that is Cherubs, the great noise rock band from Austin, Texas. And the new album is going to be called Immaculata High. And I also just pre-ordered that. There's a lot of that going on right now. It seems to be the theme. And the track that is available to listen to from the album as a preview is entitled Suey Pig. And it's just more great, catchy sludge from these masters of that genre. Perhaps maybe even the inventors. Maybe not. But they're definitely one of my absolute favorite bands of all time. Let's get to that right now. This is The Cherubs with Suey Pig right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Thank you.
You're tuned to BTA Sounds Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. That was a track preview from the new LP coming out in July called Immaculata High by Cherubs from Austin, Texas, one of my favorite bands of all time. They formed in 1992, put out two albums officially, and then one LP that was like a an anthology of all their 7-inches and stuff, and then somehow miraculously got back together in 2015 to put out a album called To Infinity. And of course I was pretty skeptical at first when I heard that they got back together. I'm like, oh no, another band reunion from the 90s or whatever. And then I was like, well, I have to hear what it sounds like. It's no, there's no way it's going to ruin their original records for me, just because you just can't do that because they're that good. And I downloaded To Infinity off of like Bandcamp or whatever, by the way, cherubs.bandcamp.com. And honestly, it's so good that I now listen to their new stuff almost entirely instead of their old stuff. I don't even really listen to it anymore. It's great and I'll always love it and go back to it probably every now and then, but their new stuff blew me away. And it just is like a mature version of them, which just something about it makes sense. It's not polished. It's still dirty and grimy as fuck, but their sound is just tight and their songs are just super, something tight about it. And I highly recommend going to see them if you can, because I think it's worth it. And as you could hear from that track on their new one, I just have a feeling it's going to be another great album. There's something very depressing about their sound, but also there's this snarky sense of humor. I can't always understand what they're saying, of course. And obviously, I would imagine that their LSD days are probably long behind them. It seems like they're kind of like old, you know, punk dads or whatever now. But I don't think it matters, because they're killing it. It just, they sound great. You know, they get away with their own brand of sludgy noise without sounding retro or repetitive. And there's also just very catchy. There's a pop element in there, which is like something that I really like about that. It's not just like we're just noise to be anti everything. No, there's still this like this hook in there that makes you groove to it or whatever, you know. Now this section of the show I want to dedicate to the memory of Blind Al Wilson, aka Al Wilson from Canned Heat. I wanted to get into some of his influences. He's become one of my favorite musicians over time. I never really liked Canned Heat much until I really understood that he was the most interesting part of the band, and his original songs, which drew on deep love and inspiration of country blues, and his guitar playing and harmonica playing were not to be matched during the era of the 60s, you know, Summer of Love type times. So first we're just going to get to some of his influences. One of his most notable influences is Skip James, who had a high sort of falsetto vocal delivery, which, that's what Al Wilson was most known for, and he sort of modeled his singing voice after Skip James. So we're going to hear a newly remastered version of Cypress Grove Blues by Skip James, which is featured on the American Epic documentary soundtrack series, which you can find online. That's a series of documentaries that was somewhat curated by Jack White, I believe. Their remastering team did a great job, and I also think that they tried to source some metal masters in order to get some of these transfers, and I believe that this version of Cypress Grove Blues by Skip James was sourced from a Paramount metal master directly from 1931. So let's get to Skip James right now doing Cypress Grove Blues right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
I'd rather be bad right in some cypress grove. I would rather be bad right in some cypress grove. To have some woman, Lord, that I can't control. And I'm going away now, I'm going away to stay. And I'm going away now, I'm going away to stay. Be all right for the mama, 'cause I need my help someday. From the sun gone down and you know what you promised. When the sun gone down, you know what you promised. And what's the matter, baby, I can't see. I would rather be dead at 6 feet in my grave. I would rather be dead at 6 feet in my grave. To be where piano treated just the way. And the old people told me, baby, but I never did know. And the old people told me, baby, but I never did know. A good look there, Claire, you got to be just what you show. Can your knee bones ache and in your body cold? Can your knee bones ache and in your body cold? You just getting ready, honey, for the supper goes.
Goodbye. shopping. Take me back. How in the world don't take me back?
And your lads of heart. When you wear your dog, baby, they want what's the matter with them. Why you see my man, it is come a evening. I'm worried now. Won't be worried long. I'm worried now, baby. Won't be worried. All the way. Won't be back no more. I'm gonna wear mama. Won't be back no. I love my baby. Tell her what I do. I love my Vera. Tell her what I do. What made me love her? You come to love her too. to my 40 pound. Got up this morning. I didn't have me nobody speaking my behalf. Worried woman, tell my song. Take the worry, be a worry song. I'm worried now, people, I won't be worried.
Can't hit my own. Crying so low, killing me. Crying, can't hit my own. So low, killing me. Yeah, can't corrupt to crying, mama, 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 you know candy killing me. Crying, mama, 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 crying candy to killing me. Candy, don't cry, baby, never die. I will come up this morning with candy on my mind. Will come this morning, candy was on my mind. Woke up this with candy on my mind. Grind on, Lord, I want on. Can he know you let me take your rubbish, turn it by my soul. Take off brown skin, Lord, do the easy road. I will come every morning, crying candy, run my bed, run you somebody, take candy to run your song and take the candy. Mama, 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 crying candy killing me, bleed to my soul, Lord, they gon' kill me dead.
Listening to BTA Sounds Radio, and I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. This is episode number 53, Blues to Allen, and it's gonna be part one of three of a little tribute to Blind Al Wilson of Canned Heat, who is one of my favorite musicians of all time. He was a environmentalist and activist, and he was some of the earliest environmentalist efforts to try and save the California redwood woods in the 60s. And that was sort of his dying wish, is that his money would be put towards saving the redwoods. And I just wanted to play like some of the early country blues stuff that influenced him first as our first part. That last track you heard was Tommy Johnson from 1928 on Victor Records, doing a canned heat blues. Hence the name Canned Heat came from right from Tommy Johnson, who was known to drink the canned heat, which is something that alcoholics did during the days of Prohibition when they couldn't get actual liquor. They drank whatever poison they could get their hands on, hence the name Canned Heat. That was from Memphis Blues Volume 2, which was put out by Frog Records, which was all remastered by the late John R.T. Davies, who was one of the best quality remaster engineers of old 78 RPM records. Before that, you heard When Your Way Gets Dark by Charlie Patton, the father of the Delta Blues, from 1929 on Paramount Records. And Alan used that exact guitar riff from When Your Way Gets Dark as the intro to Canned Heat's set at Woodstock in 1969. He was a student of the country blues and learned and got much inspiration from all the great guitar players going back into all the way back in the 1920s. Before that, you heard Casey Moan by Memphis Jug Band, also off of the American Epic soundtrack, the remastering team that they have assembled to create these the American Epic series for PBS is a really great one. And they did a whole collection of the best of the Memphis Jug Band as a remastering project, and it sounds great. So that was one of the cuts from that. The Jug Band was a huge inspiration on Al Wilson, because Canned Heat actually started as a jug band first. And I don't even know if there are any recordings of that, but around 65, 66, they were the Canned Heat Blues Band, or they might have even been called Canned Heat Jug Band first, and they were actually put together by John Fahey. He was sort of like the catalyst for them becoming a band, and John Fahey was also a music student of Al Wilson. He was going to school at UCLA for folklore. Al Wilson knew musical notation and helped him learn all these different notations and scales and modes and all that stuff. And they lived together for a while, and he has this to say about Al Wilson and his book entitled Vampire Vultures. Basically, this is a tirade or a letter written to somebody that supposedly stole this notebook from John Fahey, where he talks a lot about his personal remembrances of Al Wilson. It says right here, this is just taken out of context, but even though you claim to be on intimate terms with his spirit, somehow you're ignorant of Al's kindness and his love of humanity, his desires to do good, to bring things together, as he did in the case of Canned Heat Blues Band, to promote and induce love, accord, and almost apparently separate items, musical ideas, and people, and to support them and develop and help them and love them. I paid his rent, washed his clothes, encouraged him on his career as a musician, took lessons from him in music, yoga, meditation, Hindu religion, and philosophy, commiserated with him, sympathized, empathized, spared no expense to support and assist him. What have you ever done for Al Wilson? We were the closest of friends, spent innumerable hours, days, months, years exchanging feelings, emotions, memories, loves, hates. We had no secrets from each other. I knew Al intimately. Al was warm, generous, loving, kind, nonviolent, faithful person. I learned an incredible ... He was known to be a shy and introverted person with a lot of problems, and eventually killed himself at the age of 27. He's another one of the members of the 27 Club. Before I go any further, before that we heard Bulldoze Blues by Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas, and pre-blues anomaly born just after the Civil War in the 1870s. Who sort of had a songster approach. He was a hobo and a wanderer and a street musician who played the panpipes attached to a harmonica rack, where you get that signature whistling sound, which Canned Heat lifted for the song Going Up the Country, and I think they got trouble for that, but I don't know. It might have been public domain at that point. And then the very first track we heard was Skip James doing Cypress Grove Blues from 1931. An artist that almost remained completely unknown if not for people like Al Wilson, who was inspired by his 1931 recordings that these collectors were unearthing. And 1931 was the height of the Depression, so country blues records were not selling for shit. So the fact that any survived is a miracle, and Skip James was like an anomaly. But you can hear that in that falsetto vocal, the influence on Al Wilson. So that concludes this portion of the show. Before we get going, I am going to read some show listings for the week, starting with today, whoever hears this. Coming to you courtesy of the Imaginary Calendar, a local Baltimore DIY show and event calendar put out by my pal Megan. Today is Thursday the 23rd, and we have listed for today's date a show at the Metro Gallery in Baltimore at 6 p.m. featuring Hot Mulligan, Belmont, Kayak Jones, Fredo Disco, and Future Teens. I don't have a price listed for that, but knowing that it's the Metro Gallery, it's probably going to be expensive. Tomorrow, Friday the 24th, we have Going Gray with Human Home on Highway, Megan McShay, and more at Normals Books and Records, that is the Red Room, at 8 p.m. Human Home on Highway is a duo consisting of Alex Homan and Dave Human of Arboretum, and they have some interesting instrumental music, electronic meets sort of experimental guitar playing. And then we also, at the sidebar, have Amygdala, Nomos, and Bust Down at 9 p.m. I do believe that's somewhere around $10. Saturday the 25th, we have Grind Battle Matinee at Spirit World. And then at the Undercroft, we have Ginger Witch, John Waters' Mr. Know-It-All book signing at Atomic Books, 7 p.m. Search for Something, South Pole, AV8, 10 p.m. at The Crown. And then we don't have anything listed for Sunday the 26th, but I'm just going to read Monday the 27th, Horatio Dark, 1950s live horror sci-fi radio drama, 8 p.m. at Wind Up Space. So if you're a fan of the venue Wind Up Space, they are going to be closing next month, so try to get to as many shows as you can there before they're done. I guess that rent's going up North Avenue. So once again, these show listings come from the DIY calendar entitled The Imaginary Calendar. If you want your event featured on the Imaginary Calendar, which is a paper calendar that gets distributed around Baltimore on walls, at coffee shops, venues, different places like that, you make your submission to the.imaginary.calendar@gmail.com for questions or submissions. So I just want to thank everybody for listening. To finish everything out on our Alan Wilson tribute, which is part one, part two will be next episode, where we will get into the electric blues influences of Al Wilson. I will play you this amazing cut of John Fahey and Al Wilson. John Fahey playing guitar, doing a guitar rendition and experimentation upon the traditional theme of the song Sail Away Ladies, with Al Wilson playing the veena, which is the ancient Indian string instrument that preceded the sitar. So I just want to thank everybody for listening. If you have any questions, complaints, or requests, please send them to btasoundsradio@gmail.com. Keep checking us out on the web, iTunes and Google Podcasts we are carried by, as well as soundcloud.com/btasoundsradio and btasoundsradio.podomatic.com. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, and thank you for listening. You never know what you're going to hear. Thank you.
Thank you.